Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show, and I pray everyone's doing well out there. Thank you for listening to this program as much as you do, and I'm glad to be on this radio station and discuss these things. Now, as you're driving in your car today, I want to talk about a topic that is an embarrassment for some people to even address, but it's the number one topic that people struggle in their walk with our wonderful Creator. And this is why we need to discuss this. And the topic is about pornography or porn. And this is led by man and women's desire for lustful things of the flesh. And this isn't only a problem for men. As you're listening to this, I know there are women that struggle with this topic as well. And now as you're protected in your car or wherever you're listening to this, if you're alone, I pray that you take this seriously, because this is a hidden sin that people are embarrassed to expose or speak about. But this is exactly the way the enemy gets the people to destroy relationships, not only a relationship with your spouse and your family and your friends, but also, and most important, your relationship with our Creator. Our Creator wants you with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul to desire Him and His ways. And the lustful thoughts and desires of this world lead to many issues. Now, another issue we have today in today's world is to understand the idea of pornography and porn is not only a male lusting after a female, but porn and pornography and all this as well, and these lusts, you know, are part of the homosexual movement as well, where males are lusting for males and females are lusting for females. This idea of pornography that feeds that lust is a great destructive thing, greatly destructive thing that must be stopped if we want to continue to walk with our wonderful Messiah. It's one of the most destructive things in this world. And people are getting addicted to fill their lust and fill these things and their desires. And it destroys everything. It destroys so much. And we must get a hold on this if we are going to continue to walk securely and secure our future. And this is the sin that is so much has been perverted to it, the lusting, that we need to discuss this. Our Creator, our wonderful Messiah, is all about love. He's all about love on every level. He wants you to love Him the way He loves you. He wants you to love others and to understand what love is. And simply put, when you feed your desires for your lustful fleshly desires, and when you take it to the level of feeding it with pornography, it is the opposite, the antithesis to the love the Messiah has. We must understand about holy eyes. We must understand that there are many different levels to pornography. It's not just watching certain films, looking at certain pictures, thinking about certain people, where our wonderful Messiah says to even look at a woman with lustful thoughts and impure thoughts is just the same as adultery. And even if people aren't married, they still commit adultery against our wonderful Creator. So I pray that something I say to you today here, the words that come out of my mouth, will help you understand the severity of this. There are many people, many men of power and stature in this world who could run businesses and rule governments, but they can't have a good relationship with their own spouse because of their addiction to pornography. Then there are many people that have hit rock bottom in this world today, and pornography is just the last nail in the coffin. Whether it's the first struggle or the last feeding of the struggle of the lustful thoughts, that is not the plan that our Creator wanted for us. He says in his holy word, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. And I can tell you right now, there's nothing good about pornography. There's nothing good about this addiction. Nothing good can come out of it. Nothing good by giving into it. And when I say it's addiction, understand that when we live in our fleshly desires, we are going to be addicted to things of this world, and pornography is something of this world. Our Creator designed us beautiful. Our Creator designed us in a certain way to appreciate beauty, but beauty with holiness and purity, not beauty with immorality. And this is what is taking place in today's world. We must get control of our eyes. And it does start with our mind. It does start with repentance. Repentance means to change our mind. It's not that we have our minds made up and then we see something we shouldn't see. If we have our minds made up the right way, we're not going to look at things we shouldn't see. We're going to discuss those things. You must love the things he loves and hates the thing he hates. And for those of you that struggle with immorality, and those of you that struggle with pornography and these things, remember, your struggle is a lack of your weakness to love the things our Creator loves and hates the thing he hates. Saying you believe in Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, means nothing if you're not going to change your ways and start living according to his holy word and stop giving into the lustful desires. And people think that this is something for certain people that don't have a secure relationship with our Creator. But we see here all throughout the scriptures, man's downfall has always been their eyes upon a beautiful looking woman that deceived them. So much so, even in the end times, it says in Revelations about the prostitute that will bring down those that are wavering in their minds about goodness and light and darkness and evil. This example, a metaphor or reality, is used for a reason, because so many powerful men have succumbed to the immoral woman. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. And the destruction of the family is the number one way Satan tries to attack and destroy his people. And the glorification today of homosexuality is just feeding into the fire. Whether you have desires that are anything that go against what our Creator wants from the terms of purity, you must squash them and get them out of your life. Addictions can be broken. You can overcome this. You have to believe that. I'm not here today to condemn you if you're struggling with this. I'm not here today to make you feel guilty if you're struggling with this. I'm here as your brother in Yahshua, who loves you and wants to pull you out of the fire. When you suffer, I suffer, because we're both part of the body of Yahshua. If we represent him, we must agree and understand that our Creator gave us eyes as a blessing, and vision as a blessing, and hearing and senses as a blessing, to help us distinguish and to help make us aware and warn us when danger is on the horizon. He didn't give us senses to enjoy immoral pleasures that Satan wants to elevate. I'm going to say that again, and hopefully you understand that. The senses we have, the smelling, the tasting, the vision, the hearing, our Creator gave us these senses to help us be aware of what's going on and to discern good from evil. That's why he blessed us with these senses. But the enemy is using these senses, in the smelling of the perfume, the tasting of things we shouldn't be eating, the hearing things we shouldn't be listening to, and seeing and looking on things we shouldn't be looking on, to take us and distract us and destroy us in our relationship with Yeshua. So we get the same senses, and it's a blessing and a curse depending on how you use these tools, these blessings that our Creator blessed us with. Your vision, your hearing, your smelling. Think about these things and think about how they are the open gate to either the narrow road or the wide road. And we must understand this and be appreciate and thank our Creator for giving us vision to see and warn us when things are in the distance coming too close that we shouldn't be involved with. When trouble is on the horizon, you know, the watchmen, they stood on the building looking out in the horizon, looking for danger to come so they could warn the others and let them know, here comes danger. And now those people that were warned were responsible because the warning had already come. But the watchman was using what our Creator blessed him with to let them know. The hearing, without even seeing. If you hear something coming around the corner, the high heels clicking, the immoral talk, the cursing, run from the danger that's about to turn that corner. If you smell the seductive perfumes that are used by the immoral woman today, run. Not only women, men are wearing musk and all these different other colognes and everything else. Women, run. Use your senses wisely and understand our Creator gave it to guard us, to be our own watchmen. Don't stick around for these things. Turn the other way. Don't give in to Satan and Satan's ways. And I know many of you struggle with this. I know many of you have to deal with this. You must cut off anything that's going to open up a door to this thing. I heard a story once about this rabbi that would walk around with sunglasses that were painted black. They were painted black. Somebody said, why do you walk around like a blind man? Why do you choose to do this? And he said, in the world today, in the way people dress and the way people act, it's better to lose my eyesight than to lose my soul. Now, I'm not going so far to tell you to do something like that, but the principle is something we must understand. It says, if your hand is causing you to sin, cut it off. And I'm not telling you to cut out your eyes, but I'm telling you to get rid of everything in your house that's creating you to feed into this lust of pornography, to the lustful thoughts, whether it's your computer. Learn how to get an ad blocker for certain websites. Don't go on certain things. Refuse to look at anyone in a bathing suit. Stay away from the beach. Stay away from these things, from immoral songs on the radio and immoral talk. You know, I have a high regard for certain cultures and belief systems, and if you want to call them religions around the world that shun from these practices and consider them wickedness, where they don't let men hear female singers, so they avoid the lustful noises that these females are making. Or they don't let the music, the pumping of certain musical instruments stir up certain desires in people. Avoiding us on all levels. Going to the extreme to protect what our Creator wanted the most, the warning of these things. And these people grow up in a society in a way so much so where if something like this takes place, it is immediately stopped. Immediately stop. There are certain places around the world a woman can't walk down the street dressed immodest. She will immediately be dealt with. And in this Western culture and society today where so many people struggle with porn and pornography, they look at those people like they're limiting people and that's evil and wicked. But what's real evil and wicked is people that accept immoral woman walking down the street. Immodesty, some way or some another, is connected to immorality and pornography. And both must be stopped at all levels, wherever and however we can make it. And certain cultures and religions around the world understand clearly the dangers of opening up our eyes or listening to certain things, and we're told to avoid it at all instances. And this is what I recommend people do. Stop listening to Satan. It says in Job 31, verse 1, I have made an agreement with my eyes. Then how can I look at lust with lust at a virgin? And I'm telling you to make an agreement with your senses right now, not to listen, not to smell, and not to look at the immorality of this world today, of the immodesty. This is why I have such a big heart for immodesty. Somebody says, why do you push this? Why do you push this? Because I know the struggle that people have today. Men and women struggle with pornography. Men and women struggle with immorality, and it starts with immodesty. We must cover up. We must do our best to run and flee from these things. It says in Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart more than anything else, because the source of your life flows from it. The source of your life flows from it. We must get this right and understand this. It's significant. And Proverbs 23:19 says, my child, listen and be wise and keep your heart right on the right course. Read scriptures, listen to the holy songs, to the hymns and the music of scripture. Get your mind off immorality. Flee these things. The world, or at least the society in a Western culture today, promotes women wearing fake up and immoral dress. And they make the face with the makeup look like a sexual experience. When you understand the connection between the makeup companies and what makeup does to a face and how it makes a woman's face mimic a woman who is in heat. It's almost as if a cat is walking down the street, and when another cat is in heat, he immediately knows. He sees cats that are in heat with their backsides up. And this cat with these certain intentions are going to go look for those cats in heats and cats in heat and cats in heats. And they have these desires that are stirred up. And you say, what does this have to do with pornography? What does this have to do with the world today? What does this have to do with sin? Well, the women of today's modern world today are dressed and imitating people in heat with their high heels and their fake up and their perfumes and trying to attract the opposite male, so much so that the male is taken away from their view of a wonderful creator and is turned and looking at them, following them, so much so that they're committing rape, that they're committing all these different crimes and everything else because of the enticement of the fleshly desires and the things that are happening today. You don't see these issues in parts of the world where people are dressed modestly and immorality and immodesty are shunned and considered evil and wicked. You don't see these same issues around the world at the same levels as they are. It says in 1 Corinthians 6:18-20, to flee immorality. Every other sin that a man commits outside is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, whom you have from Yahweh, and that you are not your own? To understand this, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify Yahweh in your body, a wonderful creator. 1 Thessalonians 4:3-4 says, Yahweh's will is for you to be holy and stay away from sexual sin. Then each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion like the pagans who do not know Yahweh and his ways. all of the cultures around the world where Paul struggled to open up a church, and all of these ways around the world that are not following the scriptures. You have the sexual immorality and the pornography that's leading these populations. Colossians 3:5 says, therefore put to death what belongs to your worldly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. We have to get this right and understand how bad pornography is and what it leads to. We have to change our minds and be repentant of it and move on and flee from these terrible things. James 1:14 and 15 says, but each of us is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. This is not of Yahweh. This is not of our Creator. In Romans 6:19, it says, I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you use to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to everlasting wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness leading to holiness. Remember, the senses were given for us to bless us, to warn us, to make us aware of things we shouldn't be involved in, not to entice us. That's what the enemy has done and how he has flipped it over. And he has changed it. 1 John 2:16 to 17 says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of this world. And the world passes away and the lust of thereof. But he that does the will of Yahweh will abide forever. There are so many examples in the scriptures of holy men that got themselves into some serious trouble by giving into their temptations. King David looked out his window and his eyes saw an immoral woman in an immoral way. And he committed murder over it and immorality and adultery over it. We must change this. It says in Proverbs 23, 26 or 27, my son, give your heart, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways, for an adulterous woman is a deep pit. The wayward wife is a narrow well. Like a bandit, she lies and waits and multiplies the unfaithful among the men. And Proverbs 6, 25 warns us to not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivity with your eyes. We must get this right. And this is why our wonderful Messiah said to look at a woman with lust is to commit adultery. Satan seeks to attack and seeks to destroy the purity of believers out there. And we have to get this and understand Yahweh is faithful and he will not let us be tempted if we are in union with him and walking with him. So I call you today and tell you today, as it says in Galatians 5:16, walk in the spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. I tell you that. Listen to that again. If you're struggling with pornography on any level, lust on any level, it says, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for the Spirit Yahweh gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Self-discipline. We must go out there with the full armor of Yahweh. We must go out there and take a stand against the devil's scams. This is why it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of darkness, against the spiritual force of evil. So put on that full armor of Yahweh. So when that evil comes to you, you may be able to stand your ground and as you have done everything to stand, Ephesians 6:11-13. You understand the lust of the eyes and the flesh and the things that come before your path. The devil is using this as a spiritual battle going on for your soul, as it says in Ephesians. There's a spiritual battle going on consistently, not a battle that you can see. And those immoral things that are passing your sight, whether you're online at the supermarket and it's an immoral woman on a magazine, or whether you struggle with certain feelings and lust because your physical eyesight is looking where it shouldn't be looked, hearing heels, seeing makeup, smelling perfume, and all these different things, understand that the enemy is putting those things in front of you to try to destroy you and get you to commit the great sins that the Bible talks against. And our Creator says to flee from those things, to hate those things, to hate the things that the devil wants you to turn to in love. We must change these things and change our desires. It says in Philippians 4:8, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, and whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, repute if there is any excellence and if anything worth of praise, dwell on these things. These things. Turn my eyes away from looking at these worthless things and give me life through your ways, as it says in Psalms 119:37. If you struggle with this, pray that Yahweh will help you turn your eyes from the wickedness. Pray that he will help you notice temptation immediately, and pray that he fills your thoughts with things that are righteous, things that are true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and of good reputation or reputation, things of excellent. So we must all confess our sins, confess them first to ourselves and admit that we have an issue, we have a problem. Take them to Yahweh to prayer. Find help, get brothers and sisters to help you understand these things. And do not continue to follow the patterns of this world. That's not the way of Yahweh. Romans 12:2 says his will is good and pleasing and perfect. That's not the way of Yahweh to give in to these lusts. 1 John 1:9 says, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. So forget about the past. Forget about the things and the thoughts you've had and the things you've done and the things you watched. Repent. Repent to him and he will forgive you. And remember, our wonderful Messiah will set you free from the great sin of pornography. With him, you can do all things through him who strengthens us. It says in the scriptures to clothe yourselves with Yeshua, the wonderful Messiah, and do not think how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves?